namely, just before this afternoon prayer, we would like to share with you the topic, May God Bless You from Zion.
我们灵会就像选民他们在每一年定期到圣殿去守节期一样。
Having this spiritual convocation is like the annual feast where the Israelites would go to Jerusalem.
那我们这一次从许传道所分享的信息，我们看到我们学到了很多有关于神的律法。
And during these sermons, we have learned many teachings from the laws of God.
那特别我们都学了许多道理是从摩西五经来的。
And specifically, the teachings from the Mosaic books.
那在圣经里面呢，这个神的吩咐啊，都有它的意义的。就好像我们今天下午所学的那个献祭，基本上它是在预表基督的。And
each of the feasts and festivals and sacrifices all have their specific meanings.
那百姓他们每一年定期到耶路撒冷去守节期呢，其实有它的意义。And
the Israelites coming to Jerusalem for the feast also have its meanings.
那所以。 对我们今天来说，我们要把他们从守节期的这个过程当中，他们所经历的，我们把它应用到我们现在的信仰生活里面来。And
thus the teachings we can learn from the Israelites coming to the feast, let us learn it and apply it to our lives.
那当然，他们百姓走大老远的路到耶路撒冷去，是要去献祭、守节期，是欢乐的一个日子。The
It is a joyful occasion for the Israelites to walk on the road toward Jerusalem to celebrate the festivals.
And some have
to travel from very long distances to arrive at Jerusalem.
那时候没有说坐飞机，一下子就到了，都要骑驴子、坐骆驼、走路，所以都是一段长时间的旅程。
At the time, there were no airplanes, so the Israelites would have to travel long distances by foot or by animal.
那所以他们在这个往耶路撒冷路上呢，在诗篇120篇到134篇呢，记载他们的上行诗。And
in Psalms chapter from chapter 120 and to 134, it was the song of the ascent to Jerusalem.
那这个是15首的上行诗。It
was the Psalms of the ascent.
那所以他们在到这个圣殿之前那个旅程里面，他们就 就这样唱，大家一起唱。
And the Israelites would be singing these hymns as they traveled to Jerusalem.
那等到他们到了圣殿，守完节期，他们回去了。And
once the feast is done and they return home.
那回去的时候呢，最后在上行诗的134篇，我们请看诗篇134篇。
And on the journey home, they would sing Psalms 134.
134篇第一节。
Psalm 134, verse 1.
这是他们的 上行书最后一首，然后结束的时候
，It was the last song of the songs of ascent.
第一节说：“神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，你们当称颂神。”Verse
1: Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord.
第二节说：“你们当向圣所举手称颂神。”Lift
up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
那这个向圣所举手就是。
When we lift our hands in the sanctuary, it is to pray to God.
然后第三节说，愿造天地的神从锡安赐福给你们。Verse
3, the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion.
那这就是最后一句祝福的话。This
is the last words of this blessing.
那这句祝福的话，可以是在圣殿里面的祭司对百姓他们的祝福。
This blessing could be a blessing from the priests toward the Israelites.
那也可能是众人朝圣的这些百姓，他们对神的，对这些在圣殿里面的这些祭司，他们的要求，他们的盼望。
And this could also be the hope that the Israelites have to receive from the priests in the temple.
但是不管怎么样，都是这是一句祝福的话。
But regardless, these are words of blessings.
他说：“愿造天地的神从锡安赐福。”That
the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion.
这个神是独一的神。This
is an almighty God.
这个神是造天地的主宰。This
is a God who created the heavens and the earth.
然后 他说愿这样一个神从锡安赐福，那为什么神赐福要从锡安来呢？
And this is this the is the God bless you from Zion. Why does God have to bless you from Zion?
那表示说，就从圣殿神的圣所的角度来看，那个福气，人所领受的福气跟锡安有关系。That's
from the perspective of God, the blessing of God and Zion must have a connection.
因为百姓他们是到圣殿去朝见神的。
Because the Israelites traveled to the temple to draw close to God.
这些百姓都是属神的选民。These
Israelites are the chosen people of God.
那他们现在回去，他们现在他们所得到的福气，神给他们的福气是从锡安来给他们。And
the blessing that the Israelites receive is given from by God through Zion.
为什么什么叫锡安？为什么赐福是从锡安来？And
what is Zion? And why does the blessing flow from Zion?
那锡安这个名词其实是跟大卫的城市一致的，就是从历代志下或者是列王撒母耳记下，就是描述这个所谓的锡安，就是大卫城。The
Zion is first recorded in 2 Samuel, and Zion is refers to the city of David.
那这个是后来就成为圣殿的代名词。And
later Zion became a representative for the holy temple.
那也等于 耶路撒冷，就是有时候用耶路撒冷来代表，用锡安来代表耶路撒冷。And
later, also Zion represents Jerusalem.
那这个锡安后来就跟神的这个圣所，神居住的所在就连在一起了。Thus,
Zion became associated to the place where God dwells.
我们现在请看诗篇132篇的第13节。Let's
turn to Psalms 132, verse 13.
132篇的13节。Psalms
132, verse 13.
因为神拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。那这节经节说，神是亲自拣选了锡安，当作他自己的居所。Verse
13, it states that God, the Lord has chosen Zion for His dwelling place.
神就住在这里。And
the Lord dwells there.
是神很愿意住下来的地方。It
is a place that God desires to dwell.
所以这个锡安其实 代表就是神的圣殿哦。This
Zion represents the temple of God.
那在这里可以享受到神的同在的喜乐平安。And
this place is the place where we can have the peace and joy from God.
神的心，他说他的眼、他的心都看在他所居住的地方了。And
the heart and the eyes of God is always focused on the place where He dwells.
所以当 所罗门他建造了圣殿之后，他献给神的时候，神悦纳所罗门的那个奉献哦，那神就用那个荣耀烟云充满整个圣殿。During
the dedication of the temple of Solomon, God was pleased with the offerings that Solomon had made, and as a result, the glory of God filled the temple.
我们看一下历代志下第六章。Let
us turn to Second Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章。Second
Chronicles chapter 6.
哦，我们看第七章。I'm
sorry, let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 7.
只是看第七章第一节。Second
Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1.
因为他这里讲的锡安，其实就是指神的圣殿，就是诗篇讲的锡安，在这里面就讲的神的圣殿了。Thus
the Zion that was written in the book of Psalms refers to the holy temple.
第一节说，所罗门祈祷已毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭。
Chapter 7, verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
第二节说，因为神的荣光充满了神的殿，所以祭司不能够进殿。In
verse 2, and the priest cannot enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.
因为太荣耀，太亮了。Because
the glory was so bright.
然后第三节,
Verse 3.
他说那火降下神的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列众人看见，就在铺石地俯伏叩拜，称谢神说：“神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。” Verse
3. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever."
这就是锡安啊，神说这是我选择居住的所在。
And this is the Zion that God states that he will reside.
在这里有神的慈爱, 而且是永远长存。
And this has the love of God that will remain there forever.
那, 所以在旧约时代里面看到西安它就是这个物质的圣殿哦。
In the Old Testament, the Zion refers to the is physical.
那其实它也包括我们后来等到我们再进一步了解神的救恩的时候，我们发现其实圣殿是个物质的东西而已。
And later, when we study the salvation of Jesus, we know that the temple is physical.
在旧约时代，神真正在意的是什么呢？
In the Old Testament,
神很 care 的是什么？
What did God care about?
并不是那个物质的殿。It
is not the physical temple.
神其实很关心的是他的百姓。But
what God cares about is his people.
所以西安呢，后来又有一个进一步的概念，就是神的选民。Therefore,
and to understand Zion, next step is the people of God.
我们现在请看诗篇一百啊七十四篇。Let's
turn to Psalm 74.
诗篇的74篇。Psalm
number 74.
第二节,
Psalm number 74, verse 2.
这里求你纪念你古时所得来的会众，就是你所赎的，做你产业支派的，并纪念你向来所居住的锡安山。Verse
2. Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion where you have dwelt.
那这里 说这个会众，神的选民是神所救赎的，是做神的产业的。
That the people of God has been chosen by him to be his inheritance.
那这些选民神的产业，他们是到锡安山里面去朝见神的。
And these people, the chosen people, his inheritance, it goes to Mount Zion.
所以这个物质的奠基跟选民其实有一个很重要联系的。
Therefore, this physical temple and the chosen people of God have a strong connection.
后来到了以赛亚书第51章，你看五十，以赛亚书51章。
And then if we turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书51章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
先看第16节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16.
我们看从15节开始读。Let
us start reading from verse 15.
以赛亚书51章的15节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 15.
我是主你的神，搅动大海，使海中的波浪喷轰。万军的神是我的名。16节。16。我将我的话传给你，用我的手影遮蔽你，为要栽定诸天，立定地基，又对锡安说，你是我的百姓。 第16节特别说，神是亲自对锡安说：“你是我的百姓。”Verse
16, it states specifically that say to Zion, "You are my people."
那所以呢，我们就看到说，这个现在这个殿跟物质的这个圣殿跟神的百姓又连在一起了。And
now we see the connection between the physical temple of God with the chosen people.
所以从诗篇里面说，神从锡安赐福，表示说现在。 百姓所要得的福气跟其他人是有关系的，跟神的殿就有关系的。Therefore,
we can see that the blessing that the people of God receive is connected to other people and to the temple of God.
那等到新约时代，我们就更明显的看到这个锡安山其实代表着神的教会。In
the New Testament, we see that Zion represents the church of God.
所以我们大家都很熟悉的，在希伯来书的第12章。We
are familiar with Hebrews chapter 12.
这个锡安 现在在救恩时代里面，就是天上的耶路撒冷，就是属神选民的集合体。The
people of God refers to the chosen people of God.
就是属神的选民。It
is the people that are chosen by God.
大家聚集在一起。And
that they have all congregated together.
天上的耶路撒冷。And
this is the heavenly Jerusalem.
看希伯来书12章的22节。
Just turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
这是天上的城邑，是在这个天上的耶路撒冷属神的这个城邑里面，神是当王的。
In the heavenly Jerusalem, in the city of God, God is king.
在这里有天使。
In this kingdom, there is the angels.
他说有被救赎的义人。
And there are the people who are saved.
在这里, 他说有中保耶稣啊。
And these are the ones that were protected by Jesus.
因为这些被这个神救赎的百姓是要透过中保耶稣才有办法连进来的。
In order for the people to be connected to God, they must go through Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到锡安就是神的教会。
Therefore, we see that Zion is the church of God.
所以你看当初这是在诗篇里面这些祭司们他们对百姓的祝福说愿神从锡安赐福给你们。
And therefore, that's why in the Old Testament it states that the priest will bless you from or bless you from Zion.
从神的选民里面，从神所临在的所在里面，我们可以得福气的。
Therefore, from within God, from within the by being within one of the chosen people, we can receive blessing from God.
神从锡安要赐什么福气？
And what kind of blessing we can receive from Zion?
今天我们弟兄姐妹到教会来，
as brothers and sisters who come to the church,
跟去 比如说到运动场所去运动，
as opposed to going to a gymnasium to exercise，
到餐厅去，到饭馆去吃饭，
or to a restaurant to eat，
或者是去参加一个什么课程去上课，
or to attend some classes，
有什么差别？我们来教会跟去教室上课、去体育馆运动、去餐馆吃饭有什么不一样？
What's the difference between coming to church than going to a gym, going to a restaurant, or going to classes?
如果我们可以想想到教会来的差别跟到其他地方不一样，我们就可以了解什么叫做从神从锡安赐福了。
If we are able to see this difference, then we can understand what the importance of coming to Zion.
因为这里是神居住的所在，所以在弟兄姐妹当中，如果这里我们来到这里能够摸到神了。
Because God lives here, and when the brothers and sisters come to the church, we can be touch God.
我们来到这边是朝见神哦。
We are here to draw closer to God.
那这样子。 这个神是造天地的神，
and this God is a creator of heaven and earth.
是一切福气的源头。
This is the source of blessings.
那么我们来到这里， 所得到的福气， 一定跟我们的生命， 跟我们的灵魂有关系。
And this blessing is connected to our spirituality and to also to our salvation.
那跟我们心灵得满足， 是绝对有帮助的。
And this is connected to our own satisfaction.
所以 神从锡安之后表示在这个地方我们来到这里就像百姓他们到去圣殿守节期的时候他们是一个就好像他们各自派的 reunion。
And coming to the church is to is like the Israelites coming together for like a reunion.
在那里他们看到神了。
There they see God.
所以从锡安之后在这里我们可以感受到神与我们同在。
And from coming to Zion we can come here and we can see God.
第一个感受到神就在这里。
And we can feel that God is here.
当一个人可以看到神， 这个就是一种体验呢。
And this experience of we can have this experience of seeing God.
那从锡安要能够得到神的救恩。
And through Zion we also receive God's salvation.
所以我们现在请看诗篇第132篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 132.
132篇。
Psalm number 132.
这里第16节，
Psalm number 132 verse 16，
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
Psalm number 132 verse 16， I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud with for joy.
祭司，我们刚才所学到的，祭司就是要站在神跟人中间替人求的嘛。
We just learned that the priests stand between God and man to pray pray for man.
先知是传达神的信息来责备，导正。
That God is the first to come was to come and to punish.
祭司是要人百姓如果有错误，来到这个地方，祭司披上救恩，得到赦免，所以在这里可以得平安。
Therefore, through the priests under intercession, we can receive forgiveness and thus peace.
人在神面前的亏欠，因着祭司披上救恩，可以得到赦免，可以重新得到神的怜悯。
And when we are clothed when the priest are clothed with salvation, receive forgiveness and peace.
如果我们的罪孽在神面前被涂抹，神不再纪念的，这个叫做得到生命。
And
I'm sorry. 我们的过犯得赦免。
Oh, when our past sins have been forgiven, we can then receive salvation.
我们看133篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 133.
看第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说, 看啊,弟兄和睦同居, 是何等的善, 何等的美, 这好比那贵重的油, 浇在亚伦的头上, 流到胡须, 又流到他的衣襟。 第三节,
Verse 3.
好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山, 因为在那里有神所命定的福, 就是永远的生命。 第三节特别讲到说, 在神的福气降在锡安山, 那个这个福气, 他说就是神所命定的福, 就是永远的生命。
When the blessing of God descend on Zion, it is the blessing that God has commanded.
Oh, so
live forever.
所以这里神的福气在锡安山里面，他这个特别讲的永远的生命就是救恩。
And this blessing that God has descended on Zion is one that lasts forever. Therefore, it is salvation.
我们今天到教会来,
Today, when we come to church,
我们得到最宝贵的 的福气是什么?
What is the greatest blessing we receive?
绝对不是只是说来这里可以找到朋友。
It is not we can find friends here.
好多朋友这个时候每一个礼拜的时候可以见面讲讲话。
We can find friends once we come here once a week we see our friends and we can talk.
如果我们是来找朋友，我们到其他的社交场所也可以找到朋友的。
But we can also find friends in other social activities.
但是救恩就只有在教会才找得到。
But only salvation can be found in the church.
而且教会一定是要属神的真教会。
But only in the true church of God.
因为这个救恩要带给我们永远的生命。
Because the salvation will give us everlasting life.
这就是神所要从锡安赐福的最主要的目的。 最重要的内容。
And this is the main purpose, the main focus of Zion.
那 在这个得到这个救恩之前，我们一定要先明白神的话语。
But before we can receive this salvation, we must understand the words of God.
因为神的救恩并不是像一个商品说，哦，这个东西卖给你，你我好买下来我就好了。
It is not like a commodity where you just sell it to him and that's the end of the transaction.
福音并不是一个商品。
It is not an object.
如果是一个商品，我们现在买回去，哦，付一个代价买回去，我就可以享受，就好了。你不用去研究说，哎，这个东西到底是怎么成分怎么做，你不用知道了。It
is it's not like an object where you can just purchase and bring it home, and you don't need to consider where it came from, what its origins.
但是，如果福音是一个内容，是要让我们明白说，为什么我们这样做就能够得到生命。
But salvation is something internal where we, once we receive, we must think about what price, where it came from.
那么我们一定要去了解这个, 他那个救恩的内容一定要先得到神的话语, 神的训诲。
And the purpose of this, the salvation is to understand, is to draw you, bring you to the word of God.
所以,训诲从锡安来。
Therefore,
训诲就是神的教训, 神的,
okay, the teaching of God comes through Zion.
所以神从锡安赐救恩, 神从锡安赐生命之道。
So Zion is salvation, it is the word of God.
我们看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
今天我们到真教会来。
Today we come to the true church.
在这里, 我们要领受神的训诲。
Today we must learn the return to
我们得到神的教训, 我们看,
oh, we receive the teachings from God.
我们看以赛亚书第二章,
Isaiah chapter 2,
第二节,
verse
2. 二章二节,
chapter 2, verse
2. 末后的日子, 神殿的山必坚立, 朝乎诸山, 高举过于万岭, 万民都要流归这山。
Verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it.
为什么万民要跑到这里来?
So why would all the people come here?
第三节,
and see verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往说,来吧,我们登神的山,奔雅各神的殿,主必将的道教训我们。 我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。Verse
3. Many people shall come and say, Come, and let us go to the house, to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以在这里，万民流归这山，这个神的山被高举、被建立，其实不是。
We can see that the mountain of God is elevated, not because of anything the men have done.
因为这是属神的，神自己把它建立，让它超乎诸山。
Because this mountain belonged to God, therefore God elevated it himself.
其实这个预表真的幕后的属灵真教会。
And this represents the true church of the last days.
然后在这里，他说主要把他的道教训我们。
And also tells us that God will teach us His words.
然后我们就要行出他的路来。
And we will find His, we shall walk in His paths.
训诲从锡安而出。
And the teachings, the word of the Lord comes from Zion.
神的原理从耶路撒冷来，表示神的原理是从教会出现的。
Therefore, the words of God comes from the church.
这是为什么我们今天来到锡安得到什么福气？
And so, what is blessings do we receive from Zion?
我们明白生命之道。
We have an understanding of the God's teachings.
我们从这里学习看到旧约的时候，我们了解旧约其实不是在讲故事，不是在讲一个很神很严厉的一个好像神很残忍的一些手段。
And when we study the Bible, especially the Old Testament, we don't see that God is as a God of an angry God, a God of punishment.
我们从神所记载旧约里面的信息看到神的慈爱以及神的救赎。
But in the Old Testament, well, we see God's love and His salvation.
我们在里面看到神怎么样拯救属他的人。
And we see how God has saved the people He has chosen.
所以我们今天从这里我们学到神的道理了。
And from this we receive the teachings of God.
那如果我们把他的道把它行出来。
And once we have received God's teachings.
那我们一定可以像圣经所说，在这里有永远的生命，我们就领受到了。
And like the Bible says, from here we receive the eternal life.
然后呢，在这样一个永远生命的滋润底下，我们可以得到真正的满足。
And from this eternal life, we can receive true satisfaction.
所以诗篇132篇。
It's why in Psalms 132.
请看132篇。
Psalm number 132.
第十五节。
Psalm number 132, verse 15.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
Psalm 132, verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
所以今天在这里我们可以领受丰丰富属灵的粮食。
And today here we can receive the true spiritual contentment.
我们一定会因着我们得到这个属灵的救恩大声欢呼。
And we will shout from the salvation that we have received.
这是今天为什么说神从锡安赐福这么重要的道理。
That is why we emphasize on the teachings that we receive from Zion.
我们要怎么样领受这些福气？
And how can we learn receive these blessings?
神他是愿意这样祝福我们，但是我们要领受他。
God wishes to bless us, but we must be willing to receive it.
这就是我们现在为什么需要祷告。
And that is why we must pray.
在我们祷告当中呢，我们亲自来领受神的应许。
Through our prayers, we receive the promises of God.
所以在这里他说穷人饱足了。
It stays here that to protect the, to satisfy her poor.
我如果不是穷人我就不需要了。
If I am not poor, I lack nothing.
所以我们现在要祷告的时候，我们到这里领受救恩一定要有一个谦卑的态度。
Therefore, when we come to pray before God, we must have a humble.
我们希望神你来让我得到满足。
And we ask God to fulfill us.
让我能够了解你的训诲。
That we understand His teachings.
所以我们祷告的时候要做什么？
So when we pray, what do we, must we do?
我们如果在求圣灵的，
If we are praying for the Holy Spirit,
我们一定要抓紧这个机会祈求神赏赐我们圣灵。
That we must take this opportunity and ask God for the Holy Spirit.
我们如果已经有圣灵的，
And if we have the Holy Spirit,
我们要祈求神让我们真的被圣灵充满。
Then we must pray to be truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，其实我们很多的问题我们就得到解决了。
And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, many of our problems will be solved.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们的道理，我们的眼睛就真的明亮。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our eyes will be open, and we will understand the teaching.
很多看起来很困难的问题就可以克服。
And many of the difficult problems will be solved.
我们被圣灵充满之后，那个我们所听到的道理哦，我们才会明白。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will understand the teachings.
我们耳朵会开通，我们心会。心窍会开了。
That our ears and our hearts will be opened.
才不会很多道理我们一直听，但是我们就觉得奇怪，怎么会这样子，就想不懂。
Before we would, many of the teachings we would hear it and we would not understand.
所以灵恩会的时候，我们除了
Therefore, in addition to the during the services, we must spend more time in prayer.
那愿神从锡安赐给我们每个弟兄姐妹们。
And therefore, may God bless us through each member from Zion.
那我们都能够明白神的训诲。
So that we may understand God's teachings.
那我们都能够得到神的生命，永远的生命。
And that we may receive the everlasting life from God.
那我们每一个人真的都能够被圣灵充满。
And that may each one of us be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么我们可以一起在这个时候团契，互相激励。
That we may take advantage of this opportunity that we must have this fellowship with everyone.
百姓他们这样子，在守节期的时候，他们每一年都非常喜乐。
In that, like the Israelites, when they observe this annual feast that they all gather together. And this is our purpose. And then our church will continue to grow.
在这里一定看到神更多丰富的见证。
And we can see God's abundant more testimonies here.
我们以后会有更多神的恩典可以跟大家分享。
And we will have more blessings to share with each member.
我们现在要来祷告。
Let us now pray together.
让我们抓住神的这个应许。
Let us grab onto this promise.
神已经这样讲了, 那我们就要去领受。
God has said, said that every made a statement, so let us receive it. That through the church, God will bless us.
那我们愿意接受按手的, 请到前面来祷告。
For those who wish to receive the laying of hands,
大家专心地祈求神。
Let us fervently pursue after God.
祷告的时候, 大家能够迫切地祈求神。
Let us also, during prayer, let us fervently pray to God.
彼此代祷。
Let us pray for each other. Let us pray now.
愿意到前面, 接受按手, 请到前面来。
Anyone who wishes to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.